Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Sonoro.
Sonoro and the Mashup Americans present Love and Noreban.
You could shake, try and shake it off all you can. You might fake, it's never gonna make you understand.
Total humble brag, but I have over 4,000 synchronized stoplights all across Los Angeles. That's a lot of moving traffic. It's no wonder that chaos doesn't ensue on my streets. I never said anything about human error. It amazes me what people choose to perceive. You can plan everything down to the last detail, but human error has a way of undoing that, especially when it comes to communication. Now let's see how our two lovers are communicating. Or not.
Here. Need you an horchata?
I'm not mad.
Your hair is in a bun so tight it looks like you're trying to strangle it.
I guess it is.
You're mad at me.
No. Yes. I don't know. I know I'm about to spend money I don't have for my restaurant that's about to close.
You want me to talk to Chloe?
No, I will.
I meant what I said back there. I love you, Anna.
Please stop saying that.
Remember that night we rode our bikes to sneak into that Rage Against the Machine cover band show, and we somehow ended up by the LA River? Thank God your Theo Jaime found us. Turns out we were just in a different part of our neighborhood. But while we were there together, I never once felt lost. That was the day I knew. I knew it then, and I know it now. I love you, Anna.
You are so stupid!
Ow, ow, stop it. You're hurting me, Anna. Stop.
Why are you ruining our friendship?
I'm already losing the most important person in my life to some guy halfway across the world.
He's coming back.
Do you honestly think he loves you if he was willing to leave you for 2 years?
He had to leave.
But I'm here. I've always been. He just never noticed. The difference between him and me isn't the money or the driver or the fancy clothes. It's that he left and went back to his old life. Me? This is my life. You are my life.
Mark.
I'm leaving. I'm not leaving you. I just wanted to finish payroll at home.
Yes, Mark, I know.
Hello, Jaison?
나 아직 담배 피워 끊을 줄 알았는데.
I did.
Way to blow up my phone. What is it now? Whose chakras pissed you off this time?
다쳐. This is serious. Did you know Anna's restaurant's about to get evicted?
What? No. No way. She and Valentina are working on their salsa line.
Your 여자친구's been keeping shit from you. I knew something was off about them, but I thought I was projecting and didn't want to prove my therapist right. But she was wrong. I wasn't projecting.
Chloe, slow down. Just start from the beginning, please.
Fuck. I should have told you after Norebang, but I didn't.
Norebang? That was so long ago.
I overheard Mark admit to Valentina that he loves Anna.
Obviously, he's pretty much family.
Fuck, I keep fucking this up. No, he's in love with her. I saw him and Anna basically making out at the restaurant today. I walked in, saw them say, I love you, then they kissed. I'm so sorry, Jaison, but I think Anna's been sleeping with Mark since you've been gone.
Anna would never sneak around behind my back. She's not like that.
Then why didn't she tell you about the eviction notice? If she kept that from you, what else is she hiding?
No, I mean...
Remember what your dad always says. A sleeping dog still carries fleas.
Chloe, I gotta go.
Jason!
Good night.
Ellie's beloved Koreatown restaurant, Dondago's, at risk for eviction.
Jason, I thought you couldn't make video calls on base.
I go back tomorrow. Wow, you actually picked up.
Where are you?
Our vacation home. Want a tour?
It looks nice.
Oh. Wish you were here. Oh, yeah. How are you?
Fine. Just, there's a lot going on right now.
Like what?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. What's going on with the restaurant?
What about it?
I could have had Konu wire you the money. I can't believe I found out through Chloe.
I'm not with you for your money.
It'd be nothing.
So a handout then? No, thank you.
A handout? What? Then what about the eviction?
I've got this, okay? I don't want your money. I can make my own.
Right.
Wow. Fuck you.
Is there something going on between you and Mark?
No. Of course not.
Chloe said...
I said no. So you believe Chloe over me?
She's my cousin. And you haven't responded to any of my voice memos in weeks.
I've been busy.
So, absolutely nothing happened then? Nothing happened between you and Mark?
Yes. Nothing happened. Can we talk about this later? I'm going through a really rough time right now, and...
You're going through a tough time?
Oh, you have no idea. My boyfriend's decided to go dig ditches halfway across the world for his country. Then, when I finally get to see him, he yells at me about my childhood best friend as I'm about to lose my family's restaurant and everyone with it because, unlike you, we don't have a safety net.
You're right. I have no idea.
No, you don't.
But neither do you. You haven't even asked me once how I'm doing. I don't remember the last time I shit in private. We eat the same crap every day. I worked for years and never let myself have a life. And now I can't get any updates on the business I've built because I'm supposed to be focused on my duty. And while I'm in here hanging out with a bunch of 20-year-olds with guns who mostly ignore me, I can't even get my girlfriend to respond to my stupid fucking voice memos. I mean, would it kill you just to say hi? I miss you?
Jason,
I wish I had known sooner that's how you really felt about me serving. So much for being on each other's team, huh?
No, I am. We are.
We're not. Let's not waste each other's time anymore. You have other things to worry about, and I got ditches to dig, right?
That's not what I meant. Jason.
Goodbye, Anna. Papa?
Oh, 아들. 재선, what's wrong?
I broke up with Anna. I'm never gonna love again. Wow. Is this what real heartbreak feels like? Why are you laughing?
Because you remind me of your mother.
My breakup reminds you of Omma?
I'm sorry, son. Wanna go to Jimjilbang with me?
Ah, Jimjilbang. Bathhouses are essential to the Korean way of life. Men, women, and children alike participate in Sesshin, an intense cleansing process where the body is soaked in hot water, then rub down with a thin, sandpapery loofah to rid the body of all the naturally accumulated dirt and dead skin. A new concept to most Americans. In layman's terms, a Korean spa is the granddaddy of self-care and exactly what Jaesun needed.
Aigo! Aish! Ah, the senorita boy. Come on, Jaesun. It's good for you. No, deep. You know, from the belly. pain must move to be released.
Okay.
Feel better?
A little.
Tell me, what's hurting your heart?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I can't remember you and Alma ever fighting.
What? She'd run headfirst into a fight, please.
Are we talking about the same person?
I was terrified of your Alma. Took me weeks to ask her out. At the end of our first day, she demanded that I kiss her. Then she got mad that she had to ask. It didn't help that we were lost in Bukchon Hanuk Village. Had to piggyback her home because her feet hurt.
You never told me that story.
It never came up. You have her heart.
Number 88. Scrub massage? Hey!
We're 50 and 52. So how'd you do it?
Do what?
Your relationship. Stay in love when you were gone.
She was never afraid of being honest about how she felt.
Anna's restaurant's about to go under, and she won't let me help her.
Is that why you broke up?
I thought we were on the same page about things, but it turns out we're not. I don't know what I want anymore.
Our work doesn't make things like dating easy.
You don't ever get sick of it?
Nothing matters when the one you love is gone. I wish I had figured that out while she was still alive.
I wonder what Amma would say if she was here.
What do you think Amma would say?
She'd probably tell me that the pain would pass with time. And then I'd tell her I wouldn't want it to. Because what if that's all I have left of Anna?
Then she'd remind you that love is not pain, son. Love doesn't hurt. Love heals, supports, embraces. And while you can always carry it with you wherever you go, you can't hold on to it.
You must love your briefcase, son.
이봐, 진짜.
It's funny what you remember after a breakup.
Bad stuff?
More of the good stuff. How she got chocolate on her nose when we ate churros. How she'd reach for my hand when we walked together. How she rolled her eyes at couple looks, but she always matched with me.
Sounds like you really love her.
I do.
I think Amma would be proud. You're only an asshole to me.
Going back to base is gonna be so hard.
You're almost done.
Almost done feels like looking for the exit out of the Century City Mall, only to find another line of angry cars.
What?
It's an LA thing.
Just keep your head down. Waiting.
I didn't think we'd end up like this. I didn't think we were ever gonna end.
Sometimes we need small endings for big beginnings. You'll figure out what's important. Being happy or being right.
What's that mean?
If you don't know, you still haven't figured it out yet.
Number 50 and 52.
아, 우리다. 가자.
아빠.
어. Thanks.
See what I said about human error? There are some things you can never plan for. Too bad heartache can't be sweated out. If it could, we'd all just dust ourselves off and get back up again. But the path to love is paved with good intentions. Oh, wait. Or was that hell?
That emptiness is hard to pass. To fill that gap, you need to open up. All your days are over.
Love and Norebang is produced by Sonoro and the Mashup Americans. Executive produced by Camila Victoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro, and Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer for the Mashup Americans. Directed by Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer. Written by Quincy Cho and Anthony Aguilar. Supervising producer Sofia de Antuniano. Project manager Shelby Sandlin. Post-production supervisor Israel Perez Piz. Story editor Amy S. Choi and Rebecca Lehrer. Script coordinator Paula Estrada. Casting by Camila Victoriano, Amy S. Choi, and Rebecca Lehrer.
Casting directors Natalie Ballesteros, Alan Luna, and Michelle Adams.
Audio engineer Manny Bulnes. Dialogue editor Daniel Padilla. Sound designer and Foley artist Manny Bulnes. Music editor Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score Laura Cruz. Assembly and mixdown Manny Bulnes. Original song Underneath the Lights by Laura Cruz, with vocals by Jen Kwok and additional production by Jen Kwok and Jody Shelton. Mastering by Alex DeWinter. Performances in this episode by Justin H. Min, Francia Raisa, Randall Park, Emily Tosta, June Yoon, Julia Cho, Rafael Torres, Steve Lim, and Mike Bratton.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Sarah Weldon, CEO of Trufinco, a finance company dedicated to helping both budding and established small businesses. I'm thrilled to be hosting Business Perfect Formula, a podcast designed to demystify business funding, real estate investing, and business credit. My goal is to simplify the complexities of alternative lending, showing you that navigating the financial landscape can be straightforward and stress-free. Business Perfect Formula is available wherever you listen to podcasts.